Good afternoon. Welcome to this afternoon's edition of the Richard Urban Show. I am your host, Rich Urban, coming to you from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the unification principle point of view. Today's show is Conflicts of Interest Corrupt Our Government and Community. Well, I was thinking about it more, and I've done some shows previously locally on conflicts of interest and talked about it, but I want to bring it out again and emphasize it because it's such a huge problem that a lot of what goes on in governments and even in organizations is driven by conflicts of interest. So what is a conflict of interest? A conflict of interest is when you or the person who's conflicted stands to gain benefit from something that they have the ability to influence. So, and this could also be called self-dealing. So supposedly there are rules, regulations, laws against conflicts of interest, but yet our government, whether it be local or national, is rife with such conflicts. I mean, look at, for instance, the whole debacle with COVID, and with the different, not just COVID, you know, before that with the H1N1 vaccine, the flu vaccine, and so many others. So, for instance, Julie Gebberding was the head of the CDC for some 7 years, the Centers for Disease Control. Then she was the head of vaccines at Merck. How convenient. Then she was the vice president. So this is like the revolving door. That shouldn't be permitted. And then we have like the vaccine panel that's supposed to recommend what vaccines are mandated. And many of those people, if not all of them, are conflicted. And then we have much of the funding for the Food and Drug Administration comes from Big Pharma itself. Well, that doesn't make any sense. It should be independent. Isn't that, you know, the old saying is you don't bite the hand that feeds you. So those are just a few examples. It seems to be, especially in the health field, but many fields, a really big issue. Here in West Virginia, we have the West Virginia University Health System, which is the biggest health system in the state. And of course, they receive funds, you know, you have from the state, and also they stand to benefit, you know, from things like all kinds of vaccine mandates and things like that. They influence those things because they have a large network of doctors and hospitals, and don't they make money off of giving vaccinations, and don't they make money off of giving other treatments? And then you also have the situation here in West Virginia with a strange system called certificates of need. And so actually, I'm in Jefferson County, West Virginia, the health services have declined. Like our daughter gave birth at the Jefferson Medical Center, but now the birthing center there is shut down. And, you know, people have to go to Maryland or Martinsburg, West Virginia. And it's not just that, they get more money from certain designations of payments, you know, from the federal government and so on, because of, you know, rural area and only so many hospitals and so many miles. In other words, it's not about the best service, it's about making money. So that shouldn't be allowed. And then the certificates of need, so say there was going to be birthing center wanted to come. And then they said, oh, look, there's no birthing center in Jefferson County anymore. No one's giving, you know, no delivery place. We want to start one. Then West Virginia University can say, oh, no, we don't need that. We can't have that. That's, you know, it'll affect the service at West Virginia, whatever, Berkeley Hospital, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's ridiculous. Of course they should be able to compete. So this is just a few examples. And locally we had a commissioner. We still have him, in fact, Steve Stolliver. And he ostensibly gained a benefit from selling farmland to companies, solar farm. How could he benefit? Well, he's a realtor, and also his family owns farmland. And now, lo and behold, you know, some year or two down the road, they have an application in for solar farm, could earn a lot of money from having that kind of legislation. And then he was one of all out of 130 people testifying for a water bottling plan that was very much opposed because it would destroy a historic area, because it would draw down the water table, because it was near a toxic plume of an old 3M plant. Well, guess who was one of the only three people? Three out of 130 people I testified against it, who testified for it. Steve Stolliver. Oh, I wonder why. Did he maybe have some conflicts of interest? And then he was over at the state government a couple years ago trying to bypass local zoning so solar could be put in. Hello. But this doesn't just go on. It goes on all over the place, federally, locally. And might I say that I used to live in D.C. One of the former council members, David Catania, well, he got $10,000, I believe that's the right amount, every year from the M.C. Dean Company for a political donation. And then somehow he just has to put that on a paper saying, oh, I got $10,000 from the M.C. Dean Company. I'm pretty sure that's the right company I'm mentioning. And then just so happens that the M.C. Dean Company has a multi-million dollar contract, a big contract with D.C., or did at that time, probably still does, to service all their traffic lights. Oh, what a coincidence. And this is supposed to be legal just because he declared it. Really? So this stuff should be illegal. Oh, so I'm running for office in some company who just happens to be doing a multi-million dollar business with the, you know, jurisdiction I'm representing just happens to give me $10,000. Oh, that's not a conflict of interest. I mean, I put it on the paper here. No conflict of interest. We should avoid even the appearance of conflicts of interest. And I could go on and on and on, but this is an extremely important issue and, you know, it comes up all the time. So in an ideal world, we wouldn't have this. So the unification principle says you should live for the sake of other people, not yourself. And that's a really good principle. And of course, the Bible talks about that too. Doing unto others, you have them do unto you. But unfortunately, many people don't follow those guidelines. So we have to be diligent to make sure we have laws, regulations, and rules to prevent that. And I'm glad to hear that, you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is working on that issue at the Department of Health and Human Services, I believe, to reduce conflicts of interest. You know, and also speaking of that, how is it that in decades, you know, vaccines have been, well, they've especially skyrocketed since the 1986, you know, Vaccine Injury Act, where they said pharma companies don't have liability. That, by the way, needs to be repealed. But how is it that there's never been a double-blind, placebo-controlled study showing whether vaccines are effective or not? Choo-choo, choo-choo. Well, now we have enough data to know from people like Dr. Paul Thomas that actually, in fact, children who are not vaccinated are significantly healthier, because he had multiple groups in his practice, like children who are vaccinated, children who aren't vaccinated, children who are partially vaccinated. So we know that. But why wasn't that ever done? They said, oh, no, we can't do that. That would be terrible. We would be denying people life-saving vaccinations. Oh, or life-killing vaccinations. Like how many people were killed by the COVID vaccines? How many people were killed by the DPT vaccine and still being R in Africa? Oh, nobody paid any attention to that, and they're still not. You know, this is crazy. So I just wanted to talk about that. It's just so prevalent. And, you know, political donations, I mean, I don't know the exact solution, you know, for that, you know, what could best be done. But, I mean, of course, I guess you could ban donations from corporations, and maybe, you know, that's an answer. But, of course, individuals could still give donations. But, I mean, definitely this conflict of interest is a huge issue. I've even had legislators tell me on the state level here, you know, oh, I took a donation from XYZ Association, and therefore this year I'm not going to oppose such and such legislation. Maybe next year. I mean, one legislator told me that directly. So, you know, if you take, and it's just common sense, you take money from some organization, whether it be pharma or some interest group, whatever kind, then you're not going to be opposing their agenda, are you? I don't think so. So we've really got to be, you know, working hard to get rid of all these kind of conflicts of interest. And, you know, it's such a significant matter, especially because, I mean, how many people were killed and seriously injured, you know, some people maimed permanently by the COVID vaccines? And yet we're still recommending and we're still giving them. What the heck? How could this be? It's because of conflicts of interest. So I hope the new CDC director is not in that ballpark. And I believe, you know, Robert F. Kane Jr. is not in there. But, of course, there are a lot of other entrenched people. And, of course, Anthony Fauci was a big, you know, conflict of interest person. So this needs to be kept in mind all across government and all across our communities and organizations, that we have to assiduously work against conflicts of interest and think living, as the unification principle says, live for others, meaning you think about what's best for your community, not what's best for yourself, and you as a part of the community will benefit from whatever that is, not the opposite, where you do things just to benefit yourself. So thanks so much for joining again. Do have a great day and be blessed. We do want you to check out our daily inspiration scripture ministry at visionroot.org. You can sign up for that. Do become a member of Urban Life Training and gain access to all of our Absence Center materials for your family, children, organization, or church. And do join unionstation.love, the site for finding your eternal match. I'm your host, Rich Urban, coming from Historic Harpers Ferry. Do be blessed, and we will see you next time.